This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney.
And I'm Jen Sheehan.
All right, Jen. So let's go back now to your conversation with Neil Gorenflot from Shareable.net.
All right. So sharing sounds like a great idea. It's something that we teach kids to do in kindergarten. But when these new economic ideas start hitting the status quo, he told me that there's bound to be some bumps in the road.
We have seen all kinds of institutional barriers for sharing across the board, you know, from sharing cars and sharing rides to sharing food and sharing our homes and our real estate.
Can you describe or explain one or two examples of institutional barriers to some of this?
Yeah, for instance, with peer accommodation, you know, opening up your home to short-term rentals in many cities is, you know, illegal. The don't allow, there's, you know, a couple of different things. First, there's taxation. They should be paying hotel tax. We had that issue in San Francisco. Still no resolution with that. There's zoning issues. There's health code issues. You know, with ride sharing, sidecar and Lyft, both have had, were issued cease and desist orders in San Francisco because it didn't really fit into the existing regulations. They were thinking about it like taxi cabs and other regulated forms of transportation. And so now they're in a rulemaking process to come up with something different because it is different. The existing rules didn't factor in the emergence of this new way of getting around where we provide rides for each other.
Other than some of these vested interests, as you said, like hotels or existing taxi drivers, are there other critics of the sharing economy expanding more?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hitting the mainstream as an idea. And so there is a sort of backlash. And I just got a call today from a reporter who was writing a story on the dark side of the sharing economy, right? So I think it's pretty natural for their, you know, something that gets really hyped and also rubs against the grain of our culture in some important ways, that there, I'm surprised there hasn't been more, you know, frankly. So yeah, you'll probably see more of that. And I think it's healthy, for us to have this kind of discussion.
Do you think there's a dark side to the sharing economy?
Well, let me put it this way, is that there's a dark side to everything, but the dark side to the economy that we're in now, we know it, and it's significant and threatens our species. It's I think, way outweighs the dark side that sharing would bring.
Do you have any examples of any time the sharing economy has gone wrong or lessons learned from not doing things quite right?
Yeah, I mean, a personal example is before there were services where you could do this easily, I shared my car with my roommates, and it ended up in the impound lot in San Francisco with a parking violation and a kind of unfortunate series of things. And so that was a share fail. So you know, and there was a luxury, I'm forgetting the name, but there was a luxury car sharing, peer-to-peer car sharing company that didn't have the right security for their system and had to shut down because some criminals targeted them and stole a lot of their inventory. And so that was the end of their service. It's all in how you design this design systems. I mean, for instance, Airbnb now has identity verification where you can do it online and you like scan in your like driver's license or your passport. And so it's, you know, the amount of security and the different ways of ensuring trust, you know, they're getting more sophisticated and better all the time. So I think just like anything that's new, you know, you've got to work out the kinks and there's going to be some hiccups.